Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We got Sam Cook, Lou Rawls, and Eric Meehan. That's a trifecta right there. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey. Oh, so good. Gosh. I say this every week. I got to stop picking music that I just really want you to like. Just kind of let play. Like, you know what? I need to hear that more than anybody needs to hear me. But that said, what kind of wacko world are we living in these days? I actually might be going to France in a couple days, despite every possible thing happening in the world to prevent anything like that. And Tiger Woods is going to play at the Masters.
See, that's a beautiful world right there. I love that.
These are beautiful things. And Sam Cooke. And it's gorgeous out.
Look,
and, I should be doing this interview walking outside right now with Greta. But
and you're the father of a famous conductor as well.
Oh, gosh. You know.
How cool was that?
Man. Yeah, that's... Oh, gosh. Yeah, no. So Rich is referencing that my daughter conducted at the Bangor Youth Symphony Orchestra concert on Sunday and was congratulated backstage. First of all, props to her teacher and life coach and biggest fan Sasha Zaberdaeva, who is her violin teacher and the conductor of that, but also to be met off stage and congratulated before anybody else, including her dad, by Maestro Richmond, you know, and have him come out and mention that, you know, he had not made his conducting debut by age 11. And of course, you know, that the man was a protege of Leonard Bernstein. So he's like, you know, so yeah, it was a true pleasure. And, dad might've helped, might've tried, actually, I'll tell you what, Dad, this is a funny story, and then I'll get into wine. I said, let's get you a proper baton. So, okay, great. And it came. Amazon delivered it, of course, you know, because Amazon delivers everything. And there's no batons to be had locally. I did try. And I eagerly cut open the package right through the baton.
Oh,
right
no.
Through it. Oh, yeah. So she came home like, Dad, my baton came. I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so we got her another baton. But, yeah, she was glorious. But that was pretty embarrassing. I'm like, here you go, honey. Here's both pieces of it. Hey. But, yeah, so that happened. And as I mentioned, we're heading to France for a couple of weeks so that I can visit some wineries and show my family anywhere else but Bangor. As much as I love Bangor, and we all love Bangor, I've been here for a long time now. I need to hear another language. Not just down east. I mean, like, a real another language. I'll be gone. But, you know, this is the month that we talk about, you know, cooking with booze. And I did want to kind of touch on it today, and then when I get back, I'm sure I'm going to have tons of stories about, oh my gosh, I saw all these different things related to this. So hopefully I'll have stuff that might even extend into May. But what I want to say about cooking with alcohol is a couple things just to keep in mind, because we're kind of coming into the season when everybody's getting out of their winter doldrums, maybe breaking out things on the grill, sauteing things, getting some fresh vegetables, getting some friends over, maybe. So you want to impress people. So here's the quick pointers about cooking with alcohol. First of all, cooking with alcohol is sort of pairing. You are reducing the alcohol to its base flavors. So you do need to keep in mind that, the one rule that I always, you know, posit is do not cook with anything that you would not actually consume.
Right.
as a drink. Just don't do it. You know, cooking wine that you'll find, like the concept of a cooking wine, like why do you need a cooking wine? And just FYI, a lot of the cooking wines usually have added sodium, added things like that. Like they're not, don't. So, you know, do work with something that you can use. And the one of the best things, actually relating back to what we were talking about last week, is that with the advent of both canned wines, so you can get like a little bit of like a white wine or something like that, or bagged wine, where you can just keep, you know, a white wine that you enjoy in the fridge, and then if you need a cup of it to splash in some fondue or whatever, boom, there you go, and it's fresh and beautiful. Like, this is perfect time to be into that sort of thing. So yeah, so do think about the flavor profile, right? Like you don't want to add like a really buttery Chardonnay to something that you know probably requires something that's, you know, high acid, kind of citrusy and bright toned, for instance, because it's, you know, you're either going to enhance the flavor profile or you're going to ruin it, and that's, you know, especially with the price of everything, all ingredients these days, ruining things is terrible. I speak from experience, actually. Quick non sequitur personal note, I am making one of my family's new favorites, kielbasa soup, and I put in potatoes. Now, one of the things that we've talked about on this very show is trichloroanisole, the thing that causes corkage. It is not only in cork, it is in potatoes, and I've actually occasionally referenced that sometimes potatoes smell like trichloroanisole. Guess what my soup smells like right now?
Ooh.
So, yeah, if you have something that has an off odor or an off flavor, it will ruin your entire dish. I wish I had known that before I put them in the stew. but yeah, it's, yeah, and but it's, again, especially, and I wrote to Christine, I'm like, this is totally ruined. And thank God it was like cheap, you know, peasant food, which even these days isn't super cheap. But like, yeah, if you're gonna be out, you know, grilling and doing stuff, or maybe, you know, making like a nice seared tuna or something like that, you know, don't ruin it by putting off flavors in it. Other points: alcohol burns off, but not necessarily. So you do need to sort of consider that, like if you put it in something early on, high heat and whatever, the alcohol will burn off, the flavor profile will not. But obviously if you put something in right at the last second, like a dash of sherry into a chowder, which is already made, the sherry is still going to be alcoholic. So, you know, if that matters to you, if you're serving it to young ones, for instance, or something like that, just bear that in mind. Different ways to use alcohol, of course, as a marinade, right? The acidity will help break down sinews and fibers in some foods, so that's often a great way to do it. You can add to sauces for flavor, right, obviously. Jellies, toppings, they can add to moisture in baking. And one of our favorite things that we talk about and have enjoyed on this program is the beer bread that we make. So that's a nice way to sort of substitute out other liquids for something that might be a little tastier and a little bit more adult. You can screw up. It's normal to screw up. Again, one of my favorite stories is one of the first times I tried cooking. I got a piece of salmon, got some red wine, said, hey, you marinate things in wine, and I marinated salmon in red wine. And I didn't eat it. That would have been a bad idea. I didn't even bother to cook it. I did order pizza that night. And indeed, I might be ordering pizza tonight, given the results of my my soup carnage here. But the point is, it's okay to screw up. It's normal to screw up. It's fun to screw up. Just keep trying. And that'll be my overall emphasis in everything in terms of cooking, because if you don't keep trying, you'll never figure out how to do it. I assume I'm out of time.
Yeah, we got about a minute left.
Okay. Well, with that minute left, I will once again mention that I won't be here for a couple of weeks. If you go into the store, please be kind to my overworked and underloved staff. Not by me. I adore them because they're letting me go to France. But, you know, masks are optional right now, just in case people want to know. But don't hesitate to wear one. We will for you as well. I just hope that I come back full of adventurous stories. I hope that I come back. As much as I joke about getting stuck in France, my wife kind of looked at me last night like, we cannot get stuck in France. You understand that? I'm like, I was kidding. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. But anyway, I look forward to talking to you all in 3 weeks' time. Take care of each other. Get those second boosters, anybody who's up for that. And, yeah.
Well, have a wonderful time. We look forward to lots of stories from the trip, and we'll catch you in a few weeks, Eric.
Very good. Gentlemen, thank you. Everybody out there in Radio Land, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Ciao. It's Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle.